Wouldn't it be nice to receive a phone call from the homeowner months after you install their new roof? Hey, thank you very much. My energy bill dropped 25% last month. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Khalid Kazmi recently received that phone call from a very happy homeowner about the significant energy savings. Khalid is a roof specialist at Precision Roof Crafters in Houston, Texas, and he's our guest on the show today. Welcome to the podcast, Khalid.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
It's going real good, Khalid. I appreciate your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. First and foremost, I appreciate you. I appreciate AirVent Inc. so much. You guys have helped me out tremendously in becoming and developing into an even better professional.
Oh, it's kind of you to say that. I'm glad to hear that, Khalid. Thank you very much. Yes, hey, sir. Khalid, if I may, I like your job title, specialist.
Yeah.
What responsibilities does the roof specialist have, please?
Yes, sir. So on our team, there's the roof specialist, and the roof specialist job, you're the person that's going to be out in the field. You're the front lines. You're a part of the sales team. You're a part of making sure that service is at the utmost highest priority in the work that you do. You need to configure the air vent calculation. You need to configure what's proper exhaust, what's proper intake for this home. Can't get enough intake, right?
Yes.
And just nevertheless, your job is to make the homeowner aware of every possible thing they may need to know with their roof replacement, roof repair, whatever it may be. Most folks just want to know what's the current condition. So I'm the roof specialist. I specialize in roofing. At least I'd like to assume so. I'm always developing and trying to learn more.
Sure.
Which, again, why I thank you so much, because at that seminar last year, that's where I, you know, it planted the seed for me of, hey, this ventilation thing, there's probably about 9 out of 10 houses in the Houston and Texas area that are just ventilated improperly.
Yeah, thank you. We hear that quite often, unfortunately, Khalid. Thank you for confirming it. And thank you for teeing off the seminars. I was going to mention for the audience that you attended AirVent's in-person seminar in Houston a year ago. This year, our seminars were virtual because of the pandemic. But a year ago, in the winter of 2020, you were in the audience. And among the topics discussed, Khalid, in that two-hour seminar is how attic ventilation, which is a combination of intake vents and exhaust vents based on the attic square footage, how attic ventilation can help fight heat buildup. Mm-hmm. It's the heat buildup that puts the extra burden on the cooling system inside the living space. And we're talking about the air conditioner, basically. You and I talked later that fall, and you shared with me what the homeowner told you about the significant energy bill savings after your team worked on her roof. For our listeners, Khalid, would you please repeat what the homeowner said to you?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. So this is a, her name is Debbie. She gave me permission to mention her first name.
Awesome. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, absolutely. Miss Debbie, she's on the north side of Houston in the Humble area. And you know, we did her roof replacement. I would say about 2-3 months after, you know, she shoots me a text and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I mean, out of all the roof replacements I've done and every one that we do, you know, we're willing to stand behind our warranty, but I've never gotten a update this quick,
right?
In regards to, hey, we might have an issue. And she tells me there's a problem. And I say, okay, I'm going to give you a call. And so I give her a call and she goes, I've got a big problem. And I said, what's that, Debbie? And she goes, you've lowered my energy bill.
And I, it's a good problem.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, so there are good problems, which there always are good problems to have because it's a learning opportunity. But I just, in that good problem, I learned that, you know, she saved a bunch of money on her energy bill. And it was 25% in Texas. Hey, yes. 25% on an AC bill or an electricity bill. I mean, we're talking anywhere from $50 to $100. You don't know. And so it was great to hear. And I mentioned to her that the ventilation correction is going to be huge because I felt like her ducts were sweating, the AC units were just getting overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I was letting her know that, hey, you know, after talking to a few AC guys, going to a seminar, what I'm understanding is that these units are working harder than they need to. And so I explained that to her and I let her know, look, I have no guarantee for you. Maybe there's a 5% change in the energy bill. Maybe there's just a 1% change. It's savings. And who doesn't like savings? I mean, even if you go to the grocery store, even just that 50 cents off means something. So she let me know it was a 25% change. I was taken aback, Paul. I was like, holy cow, I need to emphasize this to every homeowner moving forward. Hey, I've got to do the calculation in here.
Yes. Colin, when you shared it with me,
yeah,
I immediately made a note that I want to get you on our podcast the future. Because that's significant. And, man, I was equally impressed. So Khaled, if we could dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about what that roof had.
Oh, yeah.
Before you got there for intake and exhaust. What was in place? Do you recall?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why. For some reason, you always just remember exactly what's going on at the project as you think about it. So I get there and I'm, you know, my first thing I do is I take a picture with the truck positioned in a way for the front of the house to show. And I like to get like a side angle. That way I can see the front and the right slope, if you will, with my truck in the background.
Sure.
And then the next photo, as I set the ladder up onto the house, the next photo is going to be my soffit vents. I want to see the type of soffit vents we have because there's different kinds.
Yes.
And then I want to kind of get an idea of, hey, I'm already, you know, getting this idea. And they're asking me, why are you getting an underside photo of the roof? They're like, why are you looking at the fascia or the soffit? What do you call it? They never know.
Right.
And then right then and there, you're already talking about soffit vents and intake. And they're like, oh, okay. And then you ask them about insulation. Hey, what's the insulation like in the house? I mean, before I get into the attic, do you know? And sometimes they have no clue because a lot of times the insulation is blocking the soffit vent.
Sure. So
what she had an issue of was insulation is blocking all the soffit vents in the attic.
Okay.
And for the exhaust, as I'm going through my inspection, the exhaust, we had two turbines on a house that's, I mean, we're talking about an attic that's essentially a one-story home.
So ranch. That's
what it was huge.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the exact dimensions because what I do is I take my measurements, whether it be through the software and verifying them in the field. I'm going in my calculator because there's an app, the Air Vent Ink app. I use it for my roof pitch tool and I use it for my calculator.
Thank you.
Hey, absolutely. I mean, hey, thank you for showing me that. It made life way easier. And so I'm going through it. She's got two turbines. And again, two turbines on an attic. That's about this. And we're talking about a turbine on the garage, actually. I'm sorry. It's a turbine on the garage. So that was great. So the garage was small. Call it 300 square feet of area.
Yes.
And then the attic was huge for the house. And she just had one turbine. And it was hot in there. I mean, if I remember correctly from your seminar, the ambient temperature outside, right? Only about 10 to 15 degrees, it should be hotter in the attic, right?
That's right. Good memory, Colin. Yes. For our listeners, as a rule of thumb, to understand if the attic ventilation is doing its job correctly, you'd like the attic temperature to be no more than 10 to 15, 20 at the highest, warmer than what it is outside. Yeah, thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. And Paul, when I opened that attic door, Debbie told me, prepare yourself. So I was like, okay. And I opened it and it was one of those sauna days. It was and outside, if I remember, it was only like 80 degrees outside.
All right, mild, really?
Yeah. And it was 80 degrees and it was like March, April. So that makes sense why it was only 80.
Sure.
It's 80 degrees. And I walk in there and it's 100. And like, I mean, I'm talking about I'm sweating. My shoes are sweating, my pants are sweating, my shirt's sweating, I'm sweating. I'm looking at the ducts and I'm like, hey, by the way, some of these leaks are roof leaks and AC leaks. I mean, this bad boy is sweating.
Sure.
And again, yeah, and that's why I'm a roof specialist. I want to make sure I bring to the attention of the homeowner, let them know exactly what's wrong. And I'm like, Miss Debbie, it is way too hot in here. Way too hot in here. Not for me to do my inspection, but for your things that don't have a light to them, the AC unit. Right. And the attic system. And she was like, wow, I didn't imagine that you would be studying my attic or including it in your assessment. And I let her know that, hey, part of the we do a 22-point inspection, and okay. we do that on the recommendation of the National Roof Contractors Association, NRCA.
Yes.
And the first 7 points require me to be in the attic. I'm checking out the soffit vent, the clear air intake. So both failed my inspection because the insulation was blocking the soffit vent. So the soffit vents were essentially non-functional. Mm-hmm. So I promised Debbie I'm going to get her attic ventilation correct. And as a favor to her, usually I recommend they get a handyman. But for this situation, I was interested in seeing what the temperature change was going to be after we did our replacement.
Nice. So
I went back in there a week after we did the replacement, and I removed all the insulation off the soffit vents. Because they didn't have those soffit babbles that allow the intake to go up.
But yes. Anyways, attic insulation baffles, yes.
Yes, and so I get rid of the insulation off the soffit vents. We go back with the ridge vents in the areas that had enough space for ridge that were appropriately calculated. And then there were some slopes that didn't have enough space for ridge vents. So what do? We went to static vents in those areas because you can't have two forms of exhaust on one slope.
Right.
So different slopes, different types of exhausts. And then I went in there the following week after I moved the insulation out. You know, told her, hey, Debbie, I'm going to be back at the end of the day. I just want to see what the temperature's like in here. Oh, much better. So I felt confident in standing by our warranty because, you know, the ventilation issue can definitely cause an issue in our warranty moving forward. So it's in best interest of the company, too. I get it. We are service-oriented, but you do have to have some type of business acumen. And part of that is making sure that, you know, you've crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's. At that point, I was comfortable.
Great, Colin. Thank you. Colin, I want to circle back, please, for the listener. The Air Vent app that you've been finding handy, the Air Vent app, which is available for Android and Apple devices, it has a built-in calculator.
Yes.
Which helps contractors, roofing professionals, anybody really, to determine if you have enough attic ventilation. It also has a built-in roof pitch tool, which measures the slope of the roof. We need to know the slope because not all vent types are suitable for all roof slopes. So thank you for that. I also want to just follow up, if I may, Khalid. Thank you for bringing up don't mix types of exhaust. When you have multiple types of exhaust on a common slope and it's a shared attic space, they could fight each other. If they're correct. Separate attic spaces, you could mix. It might not look pretty if you mix anyway. But so thank you for bringing both of those up. Yep. So you addressed the lack of exhaust.
Yep.
You addressed the intake wasn't feeding the exhaust.
Yep.
And then you get that text.
Yep. And then I get this text months later. And she's like, you know, we have a problem. And Paul, I was scared because, you know, I was at year two with Precision Roof Crafters. And I just wanted to always impress my boss, always impress the team. Because I've got a great team, great leadership on my team. And I always want to impress them. And so when I got that text, I was shaking. So I called her immediately. And, you know, what we do sometimes when we're excited or nervous, the word vomit. So I'm just ready to vomit a bunch of words. And she goes, Khalid, we have a good problem. And then she broke the news to me. So I was super excited. And as soon as she told me that, I remember texting you that day.
Yes. It made my day too. So awesome. Hey, I learned a new phrase, word vomit.
Word vomit.
I have to share that with my 12-year-old daughter, see what she says about that. That's awesome. Hey, Khalid, to put you on the spot, please.
Yeah.
Did Debbie give you a referral by chance?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went to all the neighbors next door. And I mean, look, for us, that's why we're roof specialists. If you go through our process and you learn the system and you trust the system in place at Precision Roof Crafters, you're bound to excel. And part of that is giving the best service possible. And because of the service we gave her, correcting the ventilation, making sure we left a clean place, and then getting in the attic and removing the insulation, I think folks really see your effort that you take going that extra mile. Don't forget, you're getting out of these spaces that are hot and you're sweating. So they know how hard you're working. But if you just take the extra time to go through with the process and just learn. I mean, I wasn't an air vent expert right after the seminar, right? I had to speak with you a few times, which you're awesome about that.
Thank you. Thank you. We try to be available on behalf of the industry. We're just trying to help. If we're helping the contractors, you're helping the homeowners. We believe it's a win for everybody across the board. So it's fantastic. Colin, I can already tell because of your 22-point checklist and some other things that you've said in this podcast interview conversation. I imagine having Debbie's experience now with you is probably helping with future potential clients.
Yeah. And so not just did we get the whole, so she lives in a cul-de-sac. So I got, you know, one of the houses was already replaced, but I got the neighbors adjacent to her. So I got three houses out of a 5-house cul-de-sac. That's great. And so now also too, something I'm doing, and for all the listeners there, whether they're roofing contractors or any kind of contractors at that, or just everyday folks, hey, I'm making a page where I'm taking selfies with the homeowner in front of the house. And it's my referral and testimonial page. And Debbie is the first one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she had 25% savings. And the next ones have different, you know, situations they've explained. But there are several other testimonials that they say, you know, something they mentioned was a ventilation related comment, whether it was they didn't know double exhausts were bad, I've also gotten compliments at how well the ridge vent looks at the front of the house. Sometimes there's like two dormers or a small little area in front of the house that may not serve purpose in regards to ventilation, but it just looks nice when it has a nice ridge vent on it.
Yes, yes.
And that's something you said in the seminar too. You said it, sometimes it's cosmetic.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. I just made a note while you were talking. Thank you. So, you know, AirVan, we're a full line manufacturer. We make the wind turbines that Debbie had before you got there. And there's a time to use wind turbines, but we believe strongly if the roof's got a very generous available horizontal ridge, which you diagnosed that roof did.
Yep.
Give it a ridge vent. It's low profile. You put matching shingles on top. It's streamlined. Hey, Colin, if you don't mind, we like to share tips. I guess we're sharing tips just by doing this interview. But I love that selfie program you're doing now with the homeowner. That's good branding. That's good branding for you and your company.
Absolutely. So what I'll do is I'll stand basically where the mailbox typically is, or at the front of the house, because most folks, when I ask them for this, they're not preparing themselves for a picture, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the ladies or the gentlemen, they're like, oh, well, I don't look my best, or yada, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll stand almost to where the mailbox is, typically if it's in front of your house, and they'll be at the front door, and I just ask for a wave, and I take a selfie, and then I ask for a testimonial about a paragraph, and I'm putting a page together now.
That's awesome.
The selfie and the testimonial, and I'll be sharing that as an attachment in my emails when I send proposals, or just letting the touching base with the customer via
sure.
Hey, this is just some extra info. You know, don't go off just my word. Go off the word of these folks. You know, and people appreciate it. I mean, at the end of the day, we're in the business of earning the homeowner's trust and doing our best due diligence,
yes.
Whether it's on the front line or behind the scenes. And part of that is educating yourself on this. So my construction manager was like, you guys are all signing up for this air venting seminar. So I'm just glad I did it.
I'm glad too. Thank you so much, Colin. And I'm excited for your page. If you think of it, send me an example and I'll with your permission, I'll share it as an idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's not a problem. Absolutely, Paul. And what I was going to share is that a misconception too in our industry is like with these cool tips or these cool ways that you're doing business that you need to, you know, inhibit them and not let the others see it. You don't want them to take your ideas. But hey, I actually tell other roofers in the field, you should get the AirVent Inc. app, or you should do this, or you should do that, because if they're doing better, it's just better for everyone all around, like you said.
Yes. Thank you. I love that mindset, Colin. And again, hate to repeat myself, but I believe everybody benefits if we're all sharing tips, shortcuts, mistakes to avoid. So thank you, Colin. Hey, Colin, if someone's listening, let's say a contractor in a non-Southern climate, I'm born and raised in Philly, so somebody up north, and they're listening to this. Well, come on, guys. Come on, Colin and Paul. You're in Texas. Your heat is worse than where I am. We're not going to experience a 25% energy bill savings.
Yeah.
What would you say if we receive such a comment from a contractor up north, say?
Not a problem. And I mean, even down south, some folks want to kind of brush it off and say, oh, well, you know, the ventilation doesn't matter. Call it. Oh, this bid is not addressing the ventilation, but it's a better, you know, price number. But hey, is that warranty going to be validated? You know, this is another way that, you know, we can get out of a warranty squeeze, right? Is that, oh, well, there's improper ventilation. Therefore, the full life of the shingle or the full life of the roofing material is not expected due to poor ventilation. And that's a fact.
Yes.
And that's something in manufacturer's warranty. It's in the fine print. Sure, it's not in bold letters, right? It's in a fine print for a reason. And if you're not doing that, you're invalidating the warranty. That's just one example. The second example, too, is what kind of contractor are you if you're unable to educate your homeowner? Why wouldn't you want your homeowner to know all the information necessary? And as I mentioned, it's part of the National Roof Contractors Association 22-point inspection list is to address the ventilation or to inspect it. And if you don't know about this or you don't care for it, that's an injustice to your customer.
Sure, sure. Thank you, Colin. Two good examples. Also, Colin, and I'm glad you mentioned it could be in the South as well. Not everybody's going to get the 25% savings. It could be break even. But it's worth having the conversation wherever you are. There may be savings on the table. There may.
Sure. And that's exactly what I told Debbie right at the start was that, hey, it might not save you more than 1%. But what I do know is that those ducks won't sweat as much. And that's a big deal. For example, look at the other side of it. We're talking about a good ventilation situation. Let's say I go do a job and I do a bad job. So in our meeting this morning, we were talking about what happens if you don't do these type of due diligences, right?
Yes.
And let's say I didn't study my calculation of my system and I overexhausted it. Now I can actually, let's say I put power vents in there. We're talking about a shoot up in the electricity bill that's unnecessary. We're talking about now causing drafting or overexhaust, and then there's a mildew or a sweat developing in the attic in the future.
Yes.
If a person comes along that's a lot more professional or did their due diligence better than you did, now you're looking at a recall issue. So you can call it what you want, but if you don't do your part, it will come back to you, which is what I say to the guys up north. Look, maybe they're not saving 25%, but you know, in the short way to put it, CYA, make sure
yes.
you do your due diligence.
Cover yourself. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Colin. Colin, we touched upon this a little bit. I would like to revisit it. You're talking with a homeowner, a future homeowner.
Sure.
And, of course, you've got Debbie's experience in your back pocket. But how do you handle the doubting homeowner who's unconvinced, despite your best efforts on the front end, who's unconvinced proper attic ventilation will make that much of a difference, and they just they don't want to pay to have it improved or fixed, but they wouldn't mind having a new roof. But please, just give me the ventilation I had.
Yeah, I get it, and that's something we mentioned in our meeting, right? But you've got to document that because that's going to come back to haunt them or me. And so if I don't have that documented or written, that's a problem for me in the future waiting to happen. And look, also something that a lot of contractors don't think about sometimes is there's a mindset out there that's let's win every job, let's win every situation, let's win every person. But sometimes that person might not be good for you too. So let's take it that way as well. If that person's probably not interested in a ventilation solution, more than likely that's foreshadowing other areas I'm going to have issues with, right? Whether there's going to be change orders, which we don't like, or whether something comes up that's a better option for them that may be more costly now but cost effective for the future. A lot of those type of folks that you're already kind of describing don't like that. So I'm more than likely not going to connect with them. And in some cases, I do walk away from houses and saying, hey, by the way, you know, I appreciate your time. I appreciate the opportunity, but more than likely, this is not going to work.
And we're not a good fit.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes you're not a good fit.
Yeah, thank you, Colin. Thanks for being candid about that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
It's not easy to turn away potential business, but I like your mindset. It's business maybe that's not worth it at the moment because of what you were foreshadowing down the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. This stuff is serious, and unfortunately, you don't end up learning how serious it is until a bad situation happens. Most people don't learn until a negative occurs. Most people in the positive are gone an arrogance develops because you don't mind it. But, you know, we've learned before, for example, we've made a mistake on a ventilation issue, and we went back and corrected it because we didn't want that issue to occur later on down the road.
Right.
And who are you to say that you offer the best service but don't stand behind it?
I like that. Thanks, Khaled.
Yes, awesome. Sir. Absolutely.
Khaled, is there anything you'd like to add to help our listeners, either specific to energy savings as a result of attic ventilation, or just anything in general you want to share?
What I would like to share is, okay, as a roof specialist, I do new home inspections, right? In the option period, people will have me come out. I do repairs. I do replacements. Every single inspection situation, I am mentioning ventilation, and I recommend a person carrying the flyers with them. So I have this pamphlet, actually. It's the same one I use to show the homeowner every time. Hey, these are some examples of the not to do's. And there's a specific picture, right? And that picture itself has helped improve my business by a lot. And it's a picture of the double exhaust. It has a ridge vent and it has a static vent. And it has a big red circle with a no-no. And that's real easy for a person to understand and see. So when I'll tell them, hey, let's go outside real quick and take a few steps back from the driveway. And we point up and I say, hey, you see that right there? Here's the example of what not to do. And this is what they're doing. And then I'll also point to the nearby roof replacement that just occurred, not by us, of course, and then say, hey, look at that. They just installed this roof and they're going to have drafting issues, all because they're not certified by Air Vent Inc. And what I'll do is pull out a screenshot or a photo of my Air Vent Inc. certification on my desk and just let them know, hey, I'm certified. I am going to be checking this. It's just something I'm going to bring up to my inspection, whether you take my suggestions or not. That's up to you and what you sign off on. But most people, I tell you what, 9 out of 10 are improperly ventilated, and then 9 out of 10 want to be properly ventilated. So you're not going to run into many folks that say no, but I recommend having a few examples like the pamphlets. Ask Paul, reach out to him. I'm sure he can help you get those. But the pamphlets help out so much. The app, I use it on every house. I verify and validate my pitch. I check how much ventilation is going to be necessary. A good thing to remember, too, from the seminar is 2-to-1, right? So every 2 feet of intake, 1 foot of exhaust. And just always remember, you can't have enough intake.
Sure. Thank you very much. And to clarify that 2-to-1, because intake's output is usually half of an exhaust output, two pieces of the intake equals one whole piece of the exhaust. And Khaled, thank you for sharing some of your strategies. Not to make this a commercial for AirVent, but we do have some of those sample photos on our website, airvent.com. And we dedicated a previous episode of our podcast to the potential problems of mixing types of exhaust. So yes, that confirms what you're experiencing in the field, Khaled. Thank you so much. Khaled, as we wrap things up, I want to say thank you so much for your time today, especially on the heels of a holiday. So thank you so much. We appreciate that you're sharing your knowledge and experiences with us on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners. Thank you so much, Khaled.
Absolutely, Paul. I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you so much, Khaled. Thanks, my man. Appreciate you. Proper attic ventilation can help reduce a homeowner's energy bill, possibly as high as 25%.
True.
Be sure to explain the energy savings benefits of balanced intake and exhaust ventilation. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Khaled was a guest today. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.